The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithe on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Listening to the parable that Jesus told in the gospel this morning doesn't draw any reaction from us. It doesn't move the needle. We don't have Pharisees. We might not even know who's a Pharisee or what's a Pharisee. Yeah, we still have tax collectors, but they're collecting taxes for us, for our nation, not for an occupying power like at the time of Jesus. If Jesus was here today, living in this world today, maybe he would have told the parable this way. Two men entered the church. One moved forward, sat in the third pew from the front, and he raised his eyes and said, I thank you, God, I'm not like the rest of the world, greedy or lazy or, you know, adulterous. I worked hard, I have my business, I have a good family, I give money to the charities, and I even give money to build this church. The other man sat in the third pew from the back, and he looked down, beat his breast, and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. That man was a drug dealer. And Jesus says, the drug dealer left that church justified, not the businessman. Now that will shock us. How could be the drug dealer was justified? Is Jesus saying, well, it doesn't matter what you do? Or is he saying, well, you shouldn't do good deeds like the businessman has done? No, that's not what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying that before we do anything, we have to be in a just relationship with God. We have to be in the right relationship. Because nothing we do or we don't do can get us to heaven. The only thing that can get us to heaven is Jesus, because he died for us on the cross. He died for our sins. And the humility that Jesus is asking us to have is to admit and to accept that we are sinners. And we need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, who humbled himself to be born as a baby in our midst, entrusting himself to us, and who gave us his human life, his earthly life on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. That's where we start, with the right relationship. I need God, because he saved me from sin and open the gates of heaven for me. But you know, we don't like to think of ourselves as sinners. And also we say, well, like, you know, I'm not robbing, I'm not killing people. Yeah, maybe we lie here and there, we do small things. So what? You know, it's not a big deal. Well, that's a very myopic way of looking at what sin is. Sin is not about just the bad things we do. Sin is not loving to the potential that God has given each one of us to be able to love. God shared his love completely. He gave everything, his divinity, his humanity. He accepted the cross because he loves us unconditionally. And he filled us with his love at our baptism through the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to share that love with others, to give unconditionally our love to others and to God as he has given to us. Now, with that understanding, we can see that all of us are not at that end of the journey, or we do not fulfill that potential. Yeah, I mean, I love people, I love my family, I love my friends, but I think I can do more. Do I love my enemy? Do I love those who hurt me? There is always room for us to grow in love, and that's where Jesus wants us to grow. But it starts by acknowledging that we're not there yet. And that's what it means when we say we're sinners. It's not to put ourselves down and make us feel guilty or shameful. It's to recognize I can love more, and I cannot do it on my own without God's help. That's the second part of that humility. Because sometimes we look at Christianity as a self-help program. You know, yeah, I can get to heaven, I can do better on my own. I don't need God's help. That's not humility. That's pride. Jesus wants us to grow in love, to love more people, and to give more of ourselves in love. That's what the service he calls us to. But also we need to do it with his help. And the way God helps us is through the graces of the sacraments. When we go to reconciliation and we ask forgiveness and we're forgiven, God doesn't require anything from us just at that moment to be humble enough to admit, yeah, I messed up. I could have done better. And I want to do better. Every time we come to receive the Eucharist, when we say it's the real presence of Christ, that means it has the power to change us inside out, transform us, and make us to go out and be Christ to others. Give more of ourselves until we get to that point we can give everything that God has given us. That takes humility. But we look at ourselves as a church. Less and less people started going to confession. People still come to communion, but now because of COVID, people stay in home. So, well, you know, I watch Mass on the internet, Father. That's great. But when we don't receive God's graces, we're saying, well, I don't need you, God. I know I have to be a better person. I can take care of it by myself. That's not being in a just relationship with God. That's not accepting I need God's help. That's the pride that Jesus is warning us of. Our first reading, our psalm, talks about God hears the cry of the poor. Well, there's a lot of poor people today. There's a lot of people who are oppressed. There's a lot of orphans and widows. And you can say, well, how come God is not hearing their prayers? God is not talking about things of this life, this world. And that's why it's important to understand the context in which God speaks to us. Now, at the time of Jesus and before the time of Jesus, for the Jewish people, if someone was poor or sick or widow or orphan, that's because they were not in the just relationship with God, and God in a way is punishing them. They must have committed some sin. So in the eyes of the righteous people, the Pharisees and the leaders, those people are not going to heaven because God is not pleased with them. That's why they're in this situation. And God, through the prophet, told the people over and over, and through Jesus Christ, no, those are the ones who can get to heaven because, you know they need God's help. They surrender themselves to God. The doors of heaven are open to them, although in this life, they're still treated unfairly and justly. God doesn't play favorites. He loves the poor as much as he loves the rich. But sometimes the more we're well off ourselves, the more we think, well, I don't need God, I'm doing okay. And that's the danger that Jesus warns us about. The Pharisee, it all was about himself. I did this, I did that, I did this. Look, God, I'm a wonderful person. And those things are important, but realizing that we can do more with the help of God. Realizing I'm not perfect, I'm not there yet. I am a sinner, I need God's mercy. Today is World Mission Sunday, and Holy Family is well known for its outreach, not just, you know, on our own parish to people who need the help, but also to neighboring parishes and schools, and even, you know, we have our mission in Haiti. We do a lot of good things, and that's very important and very good way of witnessing to our faith, putting our faith in action. But we have to be careful. That's not making us feel proud about ourselves and what we can do. That we don't get stagnant. Oh, well, we'll do a lot of good things. Because there's always the danger that we get into a pride and we think, hey, I'm perfect. I'm better than everyone else. And a lot of times that will move us to become judgmental of others. Why can't they do what we're doing? Why can't their parish be like our parish? Yes, they have a ways to go, but we too have a long way to go too, because God blessed us with even more. Those are all wonderful things that we need to keep doing. But if we're doing them without that realization that we only can do them with God's help, and with God's help we can do even better, that we are sinners in that sense, we haven't reached our potential, then we're defeating the purpose. It only makes us look good, but it's not leading people to know the love and mercy of Christ. Every person we serve, whether with food, whether with shelter, whether with paying their utilities, or giving them, you know, gift at Christmas or Thanksgiving, if we're not giving them Jesus too, then we're falling short of our goal, of our potential. Those things can help them to get through life for a month, for a week, for whatever. But when we give them Jesus Christ, we give them eternal life, salvation, heaven where they can live finally in peace, receive the justice that they deserve, feel being liberated, and thank and praise God for all eternity. That's our mission. That's what St. Paul gave his life for proclaiming. Proclaiming Jesus as Savior and Lord.